the story. I mean, now we're talking end of war-ish here, but maybe we can put it earlier, I don't know. Yeah. So you've got... Mahabharata here, and Krishna is talking to Arjuna that Karna should not fight him, and he's the only one who can defeat you. And anyway, yeah, he should go to, or he did go to Durga, pray for benedictions, and they get these special weapons from the gods and all of that. So the preparations, and part of the preparation, that's what Krishna is doing, is trying to avoid the war, but it's ultimately up to the decisions of the people who enter the war. Humans have their own free will. So yeah, we can have something there. This here is from India, right? So I can see an Indian politician speaking like this and quoting the Mahabharata and so on. So they are trying then to go about this, because now we are in a similar situation, right? In the world where it's somewhat war, and okay, we're going to have war if it's nothing else is possible, but we can try and avoid it. But then what happens is that they find, in our story here, because this is where we are today, that China and India, they are trying to become friends. Now, in our story, they start to find each other. So we can have the top leaders in those countries, and they sit and talk with each other over a dinner or something during a meeting. And they start talking philosophy and Chinese wisdom, Indian wisdom, and they come to that conclusion that, hey, you have the Upanishads here in India. We have the Tao Te Ching in the Taoism in China, and they're so similar. And yes, oh, look at that, Ayurveda and Chinese medicine, so similar. So they kind of find each other on that level, and they realize that they both have Dharma. One calls it Dharma, another one calls it the Way or the Tao. So we can introduce that level here of their talks,